Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Gamma Ray Podcast. I'm Tim, alongside Justin.
How's it going, everybody?
And this week, we are introducing a third member of the team, yes, also named Tim. So, good fucking luck.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It out. Good luck figuring it out. It's up to you at this point.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but this week, guys, we're discussing interstellar travel, and I am fucking nerding out a little bit about it.
Yeah. It's been fun researching all this, man.
I should have been born 1,000 years from now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Because I can't.
I feel the same way.
I can't.
It's either
going to
be awesome or just like an atomic wasteland.
Yeah. One or the other. There ain't going to be no in between.
We got a 50-50. Yeah. Sounds like good. At least we got that going for us.
Yeah. Right. Got to have faith in humanity.
I don't.
No, at all.
On a daily basis, I lose it.
Don't worry. Little. Elon Musk is going to save the world.
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot. Do you know his pee-pee cures cancer?
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you know that?
Yeah,
that's why I don't have cancer right now.
You wipe his doo-doo on you, it cures leprosy.
I also heard Jordan Peterson thinks he's an alien, a reptilian.
Did not know. How do you not know? Do you have fucking lizard eyes and bat, like forked tongue and shit?
Yeah.
How do you not know that?
Patton, he's the richest man in the world now.
Yeah. Do you steal eggs out of nests? Swallow them whole? I mean, what do you do? How do you not know? So, I mean, I'm going to give a disclaimer, though, because this episode was a little tough as far as three idiots understanding, like, higher level astrophysics.
Yeah, I'd
it was
say
tough
that.
Just to say the word astrophysics.
We'll probably end up tripping over our own tongues a few times here.
Oh, I'm going to straight up say I'm reading some of this because there's no fucking way I'm going to commit all this to memory at all. Not even close. All right, so interstellar travel, right?
Yep.
Like we always do, I think it's important to understand what is it? What is interstellar travel, right? So,
definitely.
Interstellar travel is something we're going to need to travel any kind of distance in space, realistically, and on a consistent basis. You know what I mean? Like, there's no fucking way we can do it with what we have now.
No, we would need several generations of technology jumps.
Yeah.
To be able to even consider this a possibility.
Yeah, and we would need them by, like, Thursday. So interstellar travel refers to the concept of probes or crewed spacecraft traveling between the stars or other planetary systems in a galaxy, right? So we're in the Milky Way, which is like, I don't know, millions of light years across or hundreds of thousands of light years across, which is
your guess is as good as mine. I didn't think to look that particular thing up.
Well, I mean, you think about it that way. There's like 100 billion galaxies, right? And each one of them is 100,000 to 200,000 at least. Say we're a mid-sized one.
Yeah.
Across. And then there's like a bunch of fucking space in between those.
Yeah.
There's real estate out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible distances.
It's fucking insane, the distance between those things. Right. So the distance is so vast, it literally does boggle the mind, right? It plays like Connect Four, like mind games. That shit is so far. To try to comprehend just how far away other celestial bodies are from Earth. For example, right? Our closest neighbor, our next star is Proxima Centauri, which I'm sure a lot of people have probably heard of, right?
Yeah.
It's 4.24 light years away from Earth. So in case you don't know how fucking far that really, because it doesn't sound like a lot.
When you break it down to that small of a number.
When you're like, oh, 4.24. Oh, man, I can handle that.
Yeah, but that's traveling at the speed of light.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is like insanely fast.
Well, there's like time breakdown too. Like, I mean,
it's
supposed to distort time.
Well, yeah, I think it's supposed to distort time if you're going faster than the speed of light.
Oh, I thought it was like, well, don't you? There's like a lot of fucking problems with doing it.
There's innumerable problems with interstellar travel.
So I want to break down the light years. So the break it down in miles is 24 trillion 984,092,897,479 miles.
That's a bit of a distance, man.
Dude, that is so fucking far.
Yeah, that's insane.
God, dude, that's insane, man. I mean, you drive your car, what, 60 miles an hour? Can you imagine driving like, oh, fuck, you know, I got to go on vacation with the kids. It's 24 trillion miles.
Yeah. Oh, that's just a weekend drive, man.
That's just one way.
24 trillion miles.
It's one way. God almighty. You could literally murder your kids, get rid of the bodies, and then have new kids. And they would still let them grow up to about the same age. And you can do it over and over again. That's how fucking long it would take. But the distances between Earth and like other planets is, I think, ballpark like 30 astronomical units, which is a lot smaller distance.
By the way, in case anyone was wondering, an astronomical unit is about 93 million miles. It's roughly the distance between the Earth and the Sun.
I'm going to start telling that to chicks. I have one of those. I have an astronomical unit.
In case anyone was wondering.
I was wondering because I didn't know. So it makes like traveling to like, you know, fucking Venus and Pluto and, well, I guess Pluto's not a planet anymore. Thanks. Aren't you like another Neil deGrasse Tyson guy?
Yeah, I am.
You fucking prick.
I don't agree with that though.
People like you.
I'm holding up that Pluto was still a planet.
So am I. It was a planet when I was coming up.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna get like one of those memorial tattoos. Never forget. I mean, so like Proxima Centauri is so far away though that astronomical units are actually too small to measure the distance. Like the units we use to measure the space between planets is insufficient to measure the distance between stars. Right. So that's why they have to use light years to even like quantify the distance between it, so we can like wrap our minds around how fucking far it really is.
Yeah. So that way you don't have to use 24 trillion as part of, you don't have to have a trillion in there to get your point across.
It helps. I mean,
well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not like Mars. Mars is much easier. Where Mars is like, you know, I'm running to the corner store.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was on Mars, for fuck's sake.
Get your ass to Mars.
He fucking freed it too.
Yeah, he did.
Damn, and all the goblins and all that shit. What was it? The mutants?
The mutants.
Yeah, up there. Three titted chicks. Yeah, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Can we do that? So there's a good news.
Should I be trying soon enough?
And there's good news that says, there's no law of physics that states we can't actually travel those distances, and that interstellar travel is impossible, right? There's nothing saying we'll never get there.
It's just not likely anytime soon.
Correct. I mean, the power that it would take to reach even a high percentage, not even the speed of light, but close. I mean, it just simply vastly outclasses any power source we have currently.
Yeah, that's like harnessing the power of the sun level.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still digging up bones.
Yeah.
Wait, is that what gas is made out of? Bones?
Yeah, petroleum.
Like dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was that many dinosaurs, you think? Holy shit.
I always wondered the same thing.
You got
all the oil in the world.
Hundreds of millions of years.
Yeah, true.
Of decayed creatures and plants and all kinds of things.
They range for what? A couple hundred million years?
Yeah, that's true. It was okay. Still though.
Yeah, I know.
We use a lot of that shit, man.
Well, I mean, that's why they say it's a finite resource.
Across the world, we're using it that way too, you know, every fucking day. Every single day. They gotta run out of dinosaurs soon enough, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
You didn't think the asteroid took enough of them out. I mean, basically all they're saying is that you're right. We can't do it yet. We haven't designed the technology, and maybe we don't understand the physics of it quite yet. The physics exist, but we don't really understand how to make it a reality.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they're saying.
Because I know I seen a thing where they said if we went now with the technology we have now, that it would take so many fuel tanks that it would need to be the size of our observable universe. Yeah, like that's it with the rocket fuel we have now.
Yeah.
To make which just puts that into some level.
I mean, that's insanity. Oof.
It doesn't make any sense.
No,
like, you would never try it.
No, yeah, it's so unfeasible.
Yeah, you would never. You wouldn't even come.
Now close you'd to need. It. You would definitely need one of those like breakthrough technologies, where it's just like came out of left field kind of stuff,
like a fucking Stargate.
Yes,
it's in Egypt. We know this.
You gotta and Peru,
and it's in Peru.
Remember, there's a star door.
I mean, come on, man. All we gotta do is harness. That's what it looks like.
It looks like a door.
Oh shit! Wait till you see the star window. That's just gonna blow your fucking tits off.
But dude, right? Just to give an example of how long a trip this would actually take with current technology.
Uh huh.
Our fastest outward bound spacecraft as of yet is Voyager 1.
Right. But that was that was launched in like the 60s.
Yeah, that was a long time. That was like early 70s, right?
30 years or so, give or take.
Well, 30 years.
It's only covered like the 90s. 1/600th of a light year.
Yeah, I think it was
in the time it's been out.
So let's just say it was what, the 70s? Say 70. We'll say 1970.
Figure.
No, dude, that's years, like 50 almost 50 years. Two years. And it's only gone.
I think my actual years were off. I just
wasn't that long number ago.
I noticed.
I think it wasn't that long ago where it actually reached interstellar.
Well, as of right now, dude, you know, I mean, it's only moving at 1/1800th of the speed of light.
It took 52 years to get going that fast.
Yeah, just to get a 1/600th of a light year.
And it's a piece of junk.
Compared to now, for sure.
I think it's literally a piece of junk now. It's like space junk.
Yeah, like I don't even think it's I don't believe that you can even communicate with it anymore. Yeah, like it's so far now, and this technology is so old.
Well, see, that brings up the I can't remember the name of what the theory was, but it was like if you were to send out a spaceship now and then send out a spaceship in 20 years. That one 20 years from now will catch up and pass by that one real quick.
Yeah, because the technology would have evolved in 20 years.
Give it 50 years.
Are you talking about Voyager 2?
No, I'm talking about space.
Like if you were just to launch a spaceship now.
Spacecraft in general.
Yeah.
And then
20 years from now, it would catch up.
Yeah,
it would
catch up and pass. And then if you sent one 50 years after that, that one would take even less time to catch up to the second one.
Yeah.
Like each,
well, that's why
iteration
they don't do it,
gets
though.
Faster and faster, and
that's why they don't do it though.
Yeah,
you might as well just wait. So to bring this around, you know what that reminds me of is Area 51, because they only bring out. Apparently, they only bring out the spaceships to be like fucking fiddled with, you know.
Yeah,
like every 10 to 15 years, to let technology evolve before they start fucking with it.
Yeah, because it was something to do where it was like at one point it was like,
and that's a fact.
Some of the military technology is like 10 generations ahead of what we have.
Yeah.
So basically, you're saying that if they let it all out at one time, we could be doing interstellar travel
probably
next 5 years or so.
If they
reverse engineering, eventually they'd figure it out.
They already have.
Yeah, I believe that myself. Yeah, absolutely.
The TR-3B, it's already there. We're already doing this bullshit we're talking about. Like, it's not really happening. I'm going to fucking call it right now. This whole episode is bullshit and disinformation.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Like, so Voyager 1, right?
Yeah.
At its current rate of speed, to get to Proxima Centauri would take it 80,000 years.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hell of a day. Like, just think about that. It's already been gone for 50.
Dude, that's like 73,000 years longer than recorded history.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I mean, have we even been around 80,000 years?
I don't know about Homo sapiens.
Yeah, true. But due to the vastness of these distances,
nuts.
Yeah, it is.
80,000 years.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous number.
Like the non-generational interstellar travel based on known physics right now.
Yeah.
You would have to have like a high percentage of speed of light to even make it feasible.
Right.
Like to be able to go in one lifetime and back.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you're not
making it there and making it back. In one
piece. People were able to travel at the speed of light. I mean, you're only talking 4 years. 4 years. That's only an 8 year round trip.
I'm just saying. I watched the new Lightyear movie, and when he was doing light speed stuff, when he got back, people aged like 10 years.
All right, man. So just like the travel times, if you're not near the speed of light, at the very least. It's going to take decades, millennia, or even longer.
Which makes it not worth a trip.
Exactly. It's not, you know, feasible. It's not even, don't even bother doing it.
Right.
So there's been a number of strategies that have been proposed to deal with these. Right.
All right.
Ranging from giant arcs that will carry entire societies and ecosystems to microscopic space probes.
All right. Right.
Is it?
Because they're going to be easier to launch at fucking stupid high speeds.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, because there's really no mass to them.
Exactly.
Yeah, so everything you put in
shit out of it.
But there's a problem I think a lot of people don't consider when you're talking about like, oh, all we have to do is get to light speed and we're good. Is what happens when you collide with something in space?
Right.
Stuff like this. Small, I'm not talking about asteroids or planets or stars or anything like that. What they're talking about is a much more common thing, which would be like cosmic dust and like gas clouds.
I mean, like, again, though, I mean, I think anything you hit anything at that speed without some sort of shielding is going to be catastrophic.
Sure. Exactly. And that's one of the major problems we're going to have to overcome, too, is not just getting the light speed, but protecting the ship as well.
I mean, like I said, like what happens when you hit a tree with your car, you hit another car at 40, 50 miles an hour? It fucks and destroys beats it up.
Yeah,
it beats it up. So it's hitting something at like 100 something thousand miles per second. Per second. By the way,
would not be good.
That's really fucking fast, dude. 180,000 miles. I think it's 180,000 miles per second. Every second. One.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
You're 360,000 miles away.
Exactly. You wouldn't think something as small as a particle of dust
would rip like, right through it.
Yeah, like you would assume it would just bounce off or something.
But no. Yeah, it would be a cutting through paper at that speed.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But another problem, too, is the crew of the ship. Because they're going to face
I forgot several... about the crew.
Yeah. Dude, they will face several like significant hazards when it comes to Interstellar.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you're talking about like a generation ship.
Okay. You know?
Well, yeah, but I think with a generational ship, I think it would be like, you know, they would plan for that. You know, I'm saying if it's going to be a generational.
It would have to be like at least the size of the moon. Like it would need its own gravity, essentially.
I'm glad you brought that up because the moon itself is a spaceship.
Well, according to Moonfall, if you ever seen that.
It's a fucking spaceship. Everybody knows it.
I thought it was a hologram, personally.
Fuck you.
Well, I mean... They say it rang like a bell for what, hours?
Yeah, that's because it's fucking like hollow. When they landed, it's a it looks like the Technodrome.
Yeah, it's like an observation.
Like Ninja Turtles. I could just see like a little, like that big eyeball popping out the top of it and shit. Fucking awesome.
Dude, some of these things would be like the psychological effects of like long-term isolation.
Yeah, you go crazy.
They deal with that now, though, a little bit. But I guess they do it for, like, months instead of
years.
Like years.
Generations. Decades.
Like 70 years.
Yeah. At a time. Yeah. Well, it's the – not to mention, too, it's the exposure to the ionizing radiation that's just floating out there.
Sure. You can't see it.
Exactly. And then you'd have the effects of the weightlessness on your on the muscles, joints, bones, and the immune system and their eyes.
So I mean you would
need gravity.
Artificial gravity.
Artificial, that's what I meant to say.
Artificial gravity at that point. I don't know if it's in the movies where you see it like.
See, that's what I was thinking too.
And it like creates that, or is that all bullshit?
That ring, I don't know. Honestly, if that's
It might just be bullshit.
I think the ship would need to be.
It looks good. It looks cool.
You'd need like a ship that's got its so massive it has its own gravity.
Yeah, but let me ask you this.
So dense.
Well, it would have to, because then it would also have to equal Earth gravity.
It doesn't have to equal Earth gravity, but it's got to be close to any gravity, I think, is better.
But after generations, you'd be like, wouldn't you be like all like.
You ever see a Wall-E?
Like stretched out and shit?
You ever see the movie Wall-E? I think that's what you'd end up being like.
I'm almost like that now.
What, our humans are just floating around? They don't even walk anymore?
Yeah, they're all like big pudgy. They got like. Yeah.
The minute I'm done with this, I'm ordering a fucking pizza, so I'm on my way.
But I mean, you know, let me ask you this. This is the way I'm thinking of it. All right, on the generational trip, the first generation, right? Yeah, they're used to seeing the earth and sun and trees. But as you get later in the generations, if space is all they know.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Would it really be a psychological factor?
I think at first. The first couple of generations, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, once you kind of get
you'd have to have several generations to where like Earth is nothing but a myth.
It would be weird when they finally got there to a planet and they haven't been on a planet literally
ever,
like thousands of years. Like no generations has been. You're like, what the fuck is this?
In a way, what evolution is that eventually our bodies would evolve.
To be in space.
To the gravity in space. Well, for being in space.
Yeah, which might not be a good thing, though, when you talk about you're going from weightlessness to all of a sudden you land on a Earth-like planet.
And what if that gravity is heavier than what Earth is used to?
Exactly. So if you got 10, 15, 20 generations who've never even experienced gravity, dude, that's just going to crush them. It's not even gonna.
Well, I mean, they're gonna pick a planet that's as Earth-like as possible.
Similar, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So it would be close, I think. But still, though, if they didn't have artificial gravity to create what they're used to on Earth, the human body is used to on Earth, that when they get there, it'll be essentially useless.
They'd have to be on that planet
for more generations.
Yeah, more generations to re-evolve.
This is getting out of hand.
Yeah. Like I said, there's several issues.
I guess that's why that's not an option then, a viable option.
Yeah,
that's a waste of time. I'm sorry, it's a waste of time. if it takes that long, there's no point in doing it unless we had no choice. The Earth was dying. This is like
cataclysmic event where
the sun's gonna explode or whatever.
Yeah, where we'd have to take the risk of what's out there.
Right. Yeah, but is that what it's going to take to move them to even develop this technology?
Yes,
pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? So. Would it take a catastrophic event, or why not head it off at the pass and, you know, develop it now? So when that, you know, so when it does come, you got more than enough ships to empty at least half the planet.
I'm sure somebody's thinking about it. It just doesn't matter.
I would imagine
it just doesn't matter because they don't have the ability.
You don't have the resources, the money, the manpower to make something like that.
I don't think it's any of that. I think it's just cooperation. I don't think we can work with each other long enough to make it a reality.
You'd have to have every country.
Yeah,
I mean,
cooperating towards one goal.
Yeah, exactly.
A major power, that's for sure.
Yeah, at the very least, the major powers have to be working together.
Yeah, I mean, if we can push trillions into defense, you know, to our military, and I mean, why not
space?
We are going to have to eventually become a multi-planet species. That's just how it is.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no
we're eventually going to have to get out of the solar system entirely,
for sure. Yeah, because there's nothing really viable in our solar system.
No,
well, when the sun dies,
it's going to expand supernova.
Like,
Yeah, and it's going to envelop what, first four planets,
which is Mars, which would be the next closest habitable. And we can
and then yeah
terraform Mercury, it. Well, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and then us.
Yeah,
yeah. So we're going to have to eventually leave or just face extinction. There's no, it's the only two options we have.
Hmm. Well, those are great.
Yeah. Yeah. So that way we can bring our prejudices and biases to another planet and tell them.
Well, one would hope that once we get to that point, we're past that as
we're past. Yeah. I mean, that, like, that's why when I say I have faith in humanity, that we will last that long enough to get off this planet like that. You know, I'm putting a lot of faith in humanity.
Yeah.
Even though right now it seems insane. But, you know, another 1,000 years, man, like, they're going to look back at us like we're barbarians.
I mean, I think AI will be so advanced by then. Humans and machine will be almost indistinguishable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be the same. It's going to be like fucking androids. You know what I mean?
Like, right, Blade, like, Blade,
like on fucking Blade Runner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, well, yeah, you won't even be able to tell.
Yeah. Oh God! See, 1,000 years too early, man.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be fucking awesome.
I feel the same way.
Have like fucking go-go gadget legs and shit in real life. You know what I mean?
Just imagine, bro, falling asleep and then waking up like fried.
Yeah,
and it's the year 2999.
Fuck yeah! Dude. And if it was a lot like it is now, I'd be so mad.
Like, I'd
throw away everything.
No, I'd be so disappointed. I'd be like, you might as well just wipe out and start over. Just if nothing's changed in 1,000 years.
Put me back in the tube.
Yeah. Wake me up in another 1,000.
Yeah.
All right, man. There's a bunch of scientists that believe that interstellar travel is inevitable for the human race, which I believe too.
Yes. Oh, it has to be.
Yeah, absolutely. To survive.
Yeah.
And Stephen Hawking believed that not only was it possible, but required for survival, which I also agree with.
Well, it's hard to argue with one of the smartest men in
it is
in history.
Yeah. It's actually, if you've seen him, it's actually really easy.
Man. It's fucked.
Yeah, how long it would take him to type a rebuttal?
I don't know, man. You put out a bunch of books.
You just start peppering them. Pa, 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 pa. I digress.
Yeah. Oh, that's, man, that's terrible. But they're basically saying that we as the human race need to lead the planet as soon as possible before we destroy ourselves, was his belief, which I can actually see happening if
I mean,
in the near future.
Yeah, it was like, he was talking about like atomic warfare.
I'm not going to lie, dude. Like when that Ukraine shit happened, I was a little worried about like nuclear. Like nuclear war, like before we had a chance to get off planet.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh, fuck. Here we go.
Yeah, the end's coming.
Especially if the superpower started jumping in on it.
Yeah. I was a little worried, but now I'm not.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know.
They haven't done it yet.
It's just a lot easier to not worry about it.
Yeah. It's like if it happens, it happens. I'll deal with it as when it comes.
It's so much easier to just not even worry.
But Hawkins was quoted saying, it's time to explore other solar systems. Spreading out may be the only thing that saves us from ourselves. That he is convinced that humans need to leave Earth to stay. You risk, like, basically what we were just talking about. You know what I mean? If we stay, then we're going to risk being annihilated.
Yep. I'm still surprised that we haven't done it or come close. Maybe we have come close, like during the Cold War and shit. I think it was probably a lot closer than we think it was.
Well, yeah, but for sure.
I'm still surprised that we're.
But I can tell you, I lived through most of that Cold War stuff growing up, and I can tell you now, nuclear annihilation was not something I worried about on a daily basis, even though the Cold War was going on.
Jesus, well, that's because it was like, you know, the 60s. Wasn't it?
The drugs back then were a lot better.
Man, they were strong. Man, they were strong.
That's what they keep saying. But I can tell you, it wasn't on my everyday thinking that the world was going to end. Plus, you know, Reagan scared the shit out of him with thinking that we had the Star Wars program that was never there.
Which I mean, that kind of comes full circle though, because I do believe in like a secret space program, and I do believe Star Wars is part of it, and I do believe that like reverse engineered alien technology we are using for space travel, like we are, like what we're talking about. Maybe not interstellar, but interplanetary. Not yet,
anyways.
I think interplanetary,
which would mean basically just what, the moon and Mars. I mean, the moon's not really a planet.
Well, even looking into this, I mean, like you find accounts of like people who were in the Marines who claimed they were like guarding space stations on Mars and shit.
Yeah, a lot of people believe we're already there and we've already have bases.
Mm. Some people believe the moon's a hologram, so there's that.
No, it's not that it's a hologram entirely. The moon's there. The hologram is projected over the actual moon.
Oh, what to it make is. It to make it look like a rock formation, planetary rock formation, and not the space station that it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, but don't you think that would have been debunked when we landed on the moon?
Did we?
No. We shot in a movie.
I think we did. I think we did.
As do I.
That's the nerd in me.
That's me putting my faith in humanity, thinking that they like, yeah, the government lies, but they're not going to lie like that. I mean, that'd be the world's biggest perpetuated lie. That's, I mean,
that's what's happening. You know,
I wouldn't put it past them. But, basically what he's saying is he's calling for a global effort, which is what we just kind of touched base on a little earlier, where everybody's going to need to get involved in this.
Right.
Every country, every space agency.
There's no other way.
And
no,
with the excitement of that the world had back in the 60s with the space race, where like America, like all Americans were like, hell yeah. Put all our money into the space program if we're going to beat the Russians.
I don't know anybody anymore or any kid or anything like that that wants to be an astronaut anymore.
That's a good point.
It's been a long time since I've ran into somebody who's like, I want to go to the stars.
I wanted to be a fucking astronaut. I did when I was a kid.
Like I met a couple kids when I was in school later in life in my 40s, but you know, he said he wanted to work for NASA. He never said he wanted to be an astronaut, but you bring up a good point, man.
Yeah. You don't hear about
nobody wants to be an astronaut no more. Everybody wants to be YouTubers and TikTokers
or podcasters
but I'm telling you now, given the chance, I'd volunteer in a heartbeat.
I'd like them to work out some of the kinks maybe.
Yeah, but you gotta
work out a way for me to come home first. And then
once a few have made it back, then maybe I'll volunteer.
I mean, you know, what better risk in your life than the betterment of mankind?
What has kind of done for me?
Sounds kind of altruistic, but I'd rather die trying to get to Proxima Centauri than dying of fucking the hospital bed.
True. Good point. That's a good point.
At least your name goes down in history.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody's going to remember you.
You'll have a middle school named after you.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, somewhere in the hood. Some underperforming middle school.
Yep.
But I mean, to me, honestly, I would rather do it that way.
Right.
You know, why not? Why not die in space? And so, but, basically, man, like it was saying with the whole 60s thing, you know, like with everybody getting excited about space travel again, that to make the next leap is almost within our grasp. Some proposed way of traveling are, you know, like a generational ship or a world ship.
Right.
Just type of an interstellar arc, which is kind of what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
In which the, you know, of course, the crew that arrives at the destination is definitely descendants of those who started the journey, but you got to start somewhere.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a thought. That's about all it is.
Yeah, to me, like a generational ship is a last ditch effort.
Yeah.
Get as many humans off the planet as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As fast as possible.
As fast as possible. Yeah, sure. And then there's suspended animation.
You're in the goo.
It is what it is. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're just basically frozen.
Pretty self-explanatory on that one.
Yeah. I mean, then you got to hope that the technology thaws you out when you're supposed to, wakes you up when you're supposed to.
Yeah. Am I in regular animation right now? Is that what that means?
Yes, that's exactly what that means.
Wait a minute.
How do you end up in a Futurama episode?
I'm going to pull this mallet out of my pocket. Oh, fuck. I mean, I am in regular animation.
Or island hopping through interstellar space, using what we find in space to make way stations.
Right. Yeah, that makes more sense too. Like mining asteroids and shit and getting the raw materials out of there and all that, I think. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of what they're talking about.
Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, mining asteroids, you know, they're saying that's what's going to make the first trillionaire.
But I'm afraid, man, like, because a lot of those stories are talking about, like, them bringing asteroids to, like, near-Earth orbit.
Well, yeah, that's
to mine the fucking things. And like,
that's
not a good idea.
No, one of those is,
yeah. See, there's a lot of things too. I read where it's like the pure amount of effort and money it would cost to like get an asteroid, capture it, mine it, wouldn't even be worth the time. Because one of the studies I was seeing about it,
yeah,
it would take so much resources, whatever an asteroid would have wouldn't cover it. But if you're out in space doing the island hopping, it would make.
You would have to do it, I think.
Yeah, like, you know, if you need iron or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
island hopping. Why bring iron when you can find it?
Yeah, but the island hopping, I mean, right now, what would it be from here to Mars and then from Mars to where?
I think you'd probably have to start at the fucking moon.
You know what I'm saying?
With our current stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that would be like the proof of concept.
Yeah.
Would be the moon.
Yeah,
but then you set up you could set up like space stations.
I was gonna say out near like Pluto, kind of, yeah, like a refuel
station. And then then you could use Pluto as a jumping off point to get further out.
Well, you couldn't use it as a planetary station, though, could you?
No, but
it's not a fucking planet anymore.
Yeah, fair enough.
It would have to be a space station. Fuckers.
But then, you know, then there's also unmanned probes, which we kind of talked about a little bit earlier, too.
And so, I mean, I kind of think aliens do this.
Do you think that's, I mean, a lot of theories are that's what the Greys are.
Yeah, they're like robots.
They're like biomechanic kind of.
Yeah.
Scouts, basically.
That's what they told me when I was abducted when I was a kid.
That's right. You were abducted.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
I knew there was a reason. Why that.
Nobody believes me. And that's my curse.
Yeah, it is. Ain't that everybody's curse, though?
That's my curse. Yeah. Nobody believes me.
And then there's constant acceleration, which is propulsion system accelerates the ship at a constant rate for the first half of the journey.
Yeah.
And then decelerates for the second half.
Right.
All right, there's some that believe humanity will never be able to reach out past our own solar system, which I don't believe that.
Fuck them.
If we live long enough to get past this, you know, bullshit we live through now, 1,000 years from now, I mean, dude,
we're
going to be doing interstellar travel.
It'll be possible.
For sure, 100%. Like, I mean, people who believe we ain't ever going to make it, they're just miserable people.
Yeah,
they have no imagination. They have
that's because they don't. I think they're just not thinking ahead. You know, 200 years ago, they wouldn't have thought we'd even be able to get to the moon.
True.
I think they're just stuck.
It seemed like an impossibility back 200 years ago.
I think they're just stuck in, well, we can't do it now.
Yeah.
So there's no point in thinking about it.
Right. We can't do it now. So,
which is a dangerous we're the pinnacle, thought process.
Yeah, but I mean, see, with that frame, with that mind frame of thinking, we would have never sailed a ship across the sea. We would have never, the Wright brothers would have never flew their first plane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad we have these innovators, you know, like Musk, Bezos, Branson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you want to get to interstellar space, make it profitable and watch how fast it happens.
Well, that's the, a lot of people think is that once you make space travel like a private business,
yeah, for sure,
you're gonna watch how fast,
because now everybody's scrambling to get a piece of that pie.
Exactly. Yeah.
They don't even care that it's the advancement of the human race. They just want a piece of that pie.
They don't care about the
rest of us. Yeah, but the rest of us can take advantage of the fact that they're going for money.
For sure.
Yeah.
But that kind of greed will drive innovation.
Well, I mean, look what just happened recently. We got rocket ships that the bottom half of the rocket is able to come back.
Yeah,
so we don't have to keep rebuilding the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's Elon's.
We're not too far away from being able to have go to space and come back. You know, it might only be for the millionaires, but once start, that
that's yeah, how it starts.
But then, you know, you're talking, you know, give it 100 years, you might be able to go to the moon for the weekend.
I mean, dude, think about 100 years.
As long as these private companies keep pushing.
Just think back like when the TV first came out. The only ones who had them were the rich. But once they became profitable and they could make them enough in mass, where everybody could have them. And all of a sudden, prices now, everybody, you know what I mean? I got three.
Fuck, I remember when flat screens were $1,000, just, you know what I mean?
I was like selling small TVs when they first came out. A 32-inch was $700.
Jesus. Yeah, that was nuts. Yeah. And now,
$700, something like that.
Yeah, now you can get a 60-inch for $350 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
That's
I mean?
What I bought mine for.
I mean, this shit is like still, it's leaps of advancement. You know what I mean?
For sure. Like it drives innovation.
You look at that kind of the shitty tube TV that we used to have, and then boom, all of a sudden, it's this larger thing, like the plasmas, the LCDs. You know what I mean? It just went from like, no, it went from like one to the next, and it was like a humongous jump in technology.
Sure.
You know? And then now they're going to be doing it. If they're doing it for space stuff, which is what they fucking should be doing, and then we stopped doing space missions, essentially NASA did, you know what I mean? Became essentially a contractor.
Yeah, I mean, that was a mistake.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're not even a space agency anymore.
If we want to go to the International Space Station, we have to use Russia.
Yeah.
Or now SpaceX.
Back off of their rockets.
Yeah.
SpaceX, I don't think, is even doing Minge.
Yeah, SpaceX just sent a Dragon capsule.
Yeah, they did.
Space station.
Yeah, just recently they did. So now
Elon was the one smart enough. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he was the one smart enough to go, here's the real cost on the booster rockets. If we can reuse these,
right,
then we can cut the cost in half.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. If you make the interstellar travel profitable to somebody,
yeah, they're going to go SpaceX, that shit crazy with it.
Blue Origin. Yeah, I mean, you know, then watch how fast that the technology advances.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing I was also wondering is if the propulsion system accelerates the ship at a constant rate, right, for the first half of the journey, traveling at the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it goes to slow down for the second half, are you still traveling at the speed of light? Like, that's what I'm saying. Is it still going to only take 4.24 years, or is it going to take a few more years longer because now you have to slow down?
It's going to have to take longer.
Yeah, I would think it would have to take longer.
Yeah, because you got to think of it this way. Like the 4.24 light years is if you're going at the speed of light constantly.
Yes.
Like that's how long it would take if you're going that speed from start to finish, not like an acceleration period, not a deceleration period. Like you're already going that speed instantaneously.
Kind of just like if you're doing a flyby, it's going to take you 4.24 years.
Right.
To hit Proxima B.
Like it would take you... I would say it would take you, you know, the 4 light years once you hit light speed.
Yes.
So you'd be well out of our solar system.
So, I mean, I would still think 20, 30 years if you're going that speed and then you start slowing down and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just depends. I mean, a lot of it depends on like the propulsion system that's being used.
And how fast light speed. And right. how fast you can slow down without damaging
right
humans or cargo or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Which, speaking of that, dude, you know, there's been a one possible mode, right? Of travel through space is wormholes. And these will help eliminate the distance between stars.
Right.
I remember Einstein did it a good way where he took a piece of paper and he folded it in half.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Two ends of the paper was the start point and the end point.
Yeah.
Of the wormhole. So you cut out the whole middle.
Yeah, you're folding.
Exactly. Folding
space and time, though.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Because it actually, in 1935, Einstein and this another physicist by the name of Nathan Rosen, right?
Right.
They used the theory of general relativity to elaborate on the idea, proposing that the existence of bridges through space-time.
Okay.
Now, these bridges would connect two different points in space-time.
Like point A and point B.
Exactly.
Sun and Proxima Centauri.
Exactly.
For instance. Okay.
So theoretically creating a shortcut that could reduce the, shortcut that could reduce travel time and distance.
Right. Well, that's the whole point.
Exactly. Yeah. You go from 30 years to maybe a couple weeks or something. Or even
I think it'd be almost instantaneous.
Well, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you got a wormhole, I mean, I would think so, right? I mean,
yeah, I would assume it. Well, I don't know. Again, that's me basing shit off movies, so I don't really know.
Yeah, kind of. You know,
I'm speculating.
I would say that even with a wormhole, there would be time.
Involved. Some time, yeah.
You know, it wouldn't just like you'd end up a couple of light years down the road.
Right, but it wouldn't be decades. It wouldn't be generations.
Exactly. You know, one in a lifetime, you could go to several different solar systems,
right?
Using these, and these shortcuts, they came to be called the Einstein-Rosen bridge,
right?
Or just for short, wormholes.
Wormholes, right? Einstein-Rosen bridge, yeah,
yeah. Now the wormholes, you know, are conjectural distortions in space-time that theorists postulate could connect two arbitrary points in the universe.
Right, like the sun and Proxima Centauri.
Exactly. You know. Yeah. And although there are solutions to the Einstein equation of general relativity,
right,
that allows for wormholes, the only currently known solutions involve some assumption, though.
I don't know if it's some.
That's kind of like when scientists create extra universes to make their math work out.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay, man. Like, whatever.
Didn't I tell you there's 45 different universes?
Okay.
It's the only way my math.
Yeah.
But for example.
Yeah, it's the only way to get my math to work.
Exactly. One of the examples, though, is the existence of negative mass.
So there's mass, and then there's, so like, I don't know if it's the same, but like matter and antimatter, like the polar,
yeah,
like there's like opposite kind of things.
Yeah.
Right.
Where it'll be. This thing has, it's hard to even kind of wrap your head around it. It has less than no weight.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, that.
Exactly. It's,
it makes sense.
Even every element.
People smarter than
us. Somebody that's not a simpleton, like myself. Yeah.
Yeah. It has no weight whatsoever. Even at the atomic level, it actually has, it goes in the other direction.
Okay.
And, you know, the wormholes, you know, they are predicted by the theory of relativity.
Right.
But there are some worries about wormholes among the scientific community.
Besides it being absolutely terrifying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically like you're flying into a black hole almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean.
Well, the problem with them is that there's dangers of sudden collapse.
Yep.
Which would either destroy your ship or just you'd end up somewhere with no idea what the hell is happening. Or, they theorize that there would be high radiation, like,
yeah, that
dangerous like out of them that would just tear through your ship.
Yeah, I think that would probably be whatever you're using to create it, maybe
the radiation.
Yeah, the whole thing was like with a negative mass, was that
it's just releasing all that shit.
No, like to keep it open, you would need negative mass.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, considering,
but the radiation
really, I can't even really understand the concept of negative mass.
Yeah, I don't know why we're even talking about it.
Yeah,
we're never gonna get it.
But when I was researching, when I was looking this up about wormholes,
yeah,
that was one of the things, was that like negative mass was a necessity,
right?
Keeping it open. Okay. But of course, that's today's physics. Who knows later on,
right?
Of course, you know, you do have the possibility of running into exotic matter,
like stuff we haven't even understood yet,
exactly,
or even known existed.
Yeah, or you know, you run into your little wormhole, pulled an asteroid in.
Yeah,
when it opened up on the other side.
Yeah,
well, that, you know, that was always like a concern of mine too. Now, what if you come out of that? They'll be on the other end of that wormhole into an asteroid field, or into a sun, or you know, you're so close to the planet.
You just crash right into it.
Yeah, that you ain't gonna be able to slow down enough.
Now, wormholes, though, man, they may be the only way to achieve faster than light travel. Which could make reaching other stars a real possibility.
Yeah. So I was watching this one thing where this guy was talking about this, like the speed of light, for instance. And that it might not be really what we need to judge how we get to other stars, for instance. He goes, he had a good point. He goes, you think about a black hole, right? What can't escape a black hole?
Light.
Right. But what does?
Energy.
Gravity.
Yeah, gravity.
So does that mean the quasars or and there's so much gravity coming off of it. Does that mean, and if gravity is a wave or something like that, does that mean gravity is faster than light?
Or it's at least a stronger like force in the universe.
Right. So you would need something like a wormhole you would probably have to condense gravity in a way to rip the fucking hole that you need. You know, because I don't know of any other thing in the universe that has that kind of power besides gravity. Yeah. You know? I just made all that up. That shit sounded good, didn't it? I just made all that up.
But see, here's another question. Could we develop a ship that could withstand that kind of gravity?
I don't know, man.
Because if you think
that's a very good point.
This is kind of like with the whole Hollow Earth theory. If you watched it, you know, the Godzilla versus Kong, like the first people that went through, there was like a barrier, but the gravity was so bad that it just crushed them like a can.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's my concern is.
Yeah.
You know, is the gravity so dense?
Well, I mean, I'm sure we would start with like probes and shit.
Well, you'd have to have.
I would hope so.
Launching human.
Well, see, like if you're talking about like in using gravity,
yeah,
you would need to also invent technology of like some sort of force field, almost
force field. Yeah.
That wouldn't allow gravity.
It's the one thing we've been missing.
Yeah,
force fields. We haven't talked about it at all.
No, we have not.
And it seems like a very likely Star answer Trek. To a lot of these problems.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with the radiation and the
space debris.
Yeah, the space debris and the know.
You would need some sort of field around the ship that was strong enough to fight off the gravity, or whatever.
All power to the forward shields. It's not that hard.
Exactly. It's not. It's not hard at all.
I'm giving her everything I got.
You know,
but yeah, I think that might be it though.
At least that's for interstellar travel.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well,
we have more.
That was a tough one, man.
I mean, yeah. If you wanted to go into the research papers and everything, I mean, you can go on and on.
I do.
Need to come back to this at a later
point.
Go on.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't even scratched the surface with this.
No. I mean, I was, when I was doing research, I can't remember her name. It was a Russian name. But she was talking about all the, you know, the different ways that aliens might even be able to get to us.
Well, I mean, if they're doing interstellar travel, then they gotta be they would have had to develop some kind of wormhole situation.
Yeah. Well, see, the problem is that I like what she was saying, but she's saying it in the terms of human understanding of the universe.
Which is probably minimal compared to some other civilizations.
I mean, there's got to be civilizations out there that are several millennia ahead of us.
You fucking guys don't listen to nobody.
Not millions.
We already have it.
God damn it. How many times I got to tell you?
You don't fucking listen to nobody. We already got it all. It's in Dulce. It's in fucking Area 51. Right, Patterson.
Los Alamos.
Yeah, Los Alamos. Bob Lazar's house.
Yeah.
That's where all this shit is.
Well, ain't that, what's that element Bob Lazar came up with?
115.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the new propulsion system.
Yeah.
The Russians made it.
He was the one who said it existed, and then it was like 20 years later or something like that, they actually discovered it.
Yeah, the Russians synthesized it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they figured out a way to use it. Or at least make it.
It wasn't stable, but they made it. Yeah.
And that's all that matters. First step forward, you know?
Yeah. Now you figure out how to stabilize it.
I mean, imagine if it was Bob Lazar that broke all this, like a nerdier looking version of Stephen King. You know what I mean? Like an even nerdier version. And I love Bob Lazar, man. I love that story.
Hey, man.
That's why I think that, like, a lot of this shit, like the dude from Lockheed that ran Skunk Works in the 80s said, we already had the technology to, he said, to take ET home because that was, you know, what was hot in the streets.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Was ET, you know what I mean? So,
then why the fuck
I think now we already have interstellar, or at least, like I said, interplanetary at least.
At least.
You know what I mean? And they're not going to tell us. I mean, we found out about like the stealth fighters in the fucking early 90s. This shit was built in the 70s.
The 70s, yeah. I mean, yeah.
They're not going to let us know. There's no
one got to tell us so much.
You know, there's nothing in it for them to let us know we have interplanetary capabilities.
Exactly. I think we're getting into another episode. What's happening right now.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Thanks for joining us. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook at Gamma Ray Podcast. Follow us on YouTube. Watch all the videos. We're just big, dumb fucking faces. And welcome our new member.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good job.
You threw a blast.
You're not fired yet.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I got a job for at least another week.
Yeah.
Until y'all tire of me.
I'm already kind of tired of Justin. It's only been a handful of episodes. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Catch you later.
Have a good one.